You're listening to your terrible podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
That's to your. You are listening to the Tableau Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tableau Podcast. Did somebody take my microphone and like and rub it up against a lamb or something? Like, anyways, guys, welcome back. So, today's topic. So Diane asked me, what do you want to talk about today? And I sent her like, well, she asked me over text and I responded, vampires. And when I got to the studio, she was like, so you want to talk about vampires? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, cool. So we're going to talk about vampires.
Okay.
Are you guys into vampires? Let me ask. First
well,
of all.
I mean, there
Diane,
is.
Are you into vampires?
Like, attracted to them?
No, like, as, did you run into a few? Like,
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
You made me think of, like, Twilight era.
Like, are you into, like, vampires? Like, that whole
the
thing?
The lore.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. What about you, Seung-un? You're into vampires?
What is vampire okay, called?
Like, shut up. Don't talk to me.
We really pulled Seung-un out of his, like, sleep today, probably.
Yeah, he's like, I'm a vampire right now.
What is vampire in Korean?
Hupyeorgui.
Okay.
Or vampire.
That's it.
Literally what it is.
Okay.
But here's the thing. There was a period of my life where I was really, really, really into vampires. Okay. And this was way before like Twilight. Okay. Here's the thing. I was really into like even like the Anne Rice vampire stuff. Sort of.
I don't know what that is.
You know, like Interview with the Vampire?
No.
It was a movie with like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
You're looking it up right now?
Yeah. Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah.
It's a movie? Oh, it's a horror romance film.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Oh, it came out like the year I was born.
I wouldn't say it's romance.
It says the category is horror slash romance.
Okay, well, anyways. So I was into vampires like ever since I was a little kid. Okay, like the whole like Bram Stoker's Dracula thing and like just anything with vampires. And here's the reason why. I am very intrigued. I am really into this whole like immortality thing. Okay, that sounds really, sounds like I'm in some like weird like society of trying to. Okay, what I'm saying, I don't want to be immortal. Okay, but as a kid, I was really afraid of death. Like. Not only did I think that death was constantly imminent,
mm-hmm.
The thought, well, all kids go through this, but you know, like when it occurs to you that your parents are not going to be around forever, you know, that there's that moment in every kid's life where that happens, right? And you're like, dad, like mommy, daddy, like, will you pass away too? Like, will you get old and will you pass away too? And then you're like bawling your eyes out because you realize for the first time that, you know, they're not going to be around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just destroys your heart, right? Anyways, for me, that realization, that realization went on for a long time. Where like, it occurred to me that, you know, pets die and parents will pass away. And it wasn't just like where they consoled me and I was okay. It was like, it just went on and on. Where like every night I would think about it. And I was so scared that like my loved ones, you know, maybe taken away from me. Right? And that fear was always there. And then, like, when I read, like, the first, like, vampire novel or, like, saw the first vampire movie, I wasn't even afraid of the vampires. I was envious. I was like, oh my God, they're like, they're undead. Like, they're technically dead, but they're not ever gonna die. Like, they can live there in forever. Like, with their friends, with their family, like, they never have to say goodbye. Right? And that, I think, is what drew me in. And it was to the point where, like, I really wanted to be one. Which is really weird.
Like, what did you imagine? Like, did you imagine vampires to be like that movie you just talked about?
No, it didn't really matter.
Where they're kind of like frou-frou Renaissance.
Well, it didn't really matter to me.
Yeah.
Right? I just wanted to be one. And to turn all my loved ones into vampires too. So that we can stay together forever and never have to say goodbye.
Yes, that's very sweet.
And I was a little kid, mm-hmm. right? Another reason I was really into vampires. Okay, so I'm trying to put everything into context before I recommend like an onslaught of vampire content for all of you. Because there's way more than Twilight. Okay, Twilight is just tip of the iceberg. Another reason I was into vampires was… It's kind of, you know, connected to what I was just saying. But like, along with my fear of death or losing my loved ones, I was also very afraid of like time. Because time is like, you know, it's the only thing that I have absolutely no control over. Right? Even gravity I can defeat. But time I can't. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. It'll slip through our hands. And what that meant to me was at the time when I was a kid, I was like, there is so much that I want to do in the world. Like, there's so much that I want to learn. There's so much that I want to read. There's so much that I want to see. There's so much art for me to like look at. There's so many like movies for me to watch. So many songs that I haven't heard. So many albums I haven't heard. And one day I'm going to run out of time. I'm just not going to be able to see, hear, and you know, and feel everything I need to see, hear, and feel before I'm gone. Right? And that really scared me. Like, and vampires have all the time in the world. And one thing about vampire movies or books or whatever, they're all very cultured and intelligent I'm sure some writers or some filmmakers just make them that way to make them attractive. But it's just logical, right? If you're living for like 500, 600 years, and you have all this time, eventually you're going to get bored, right? After maybe like the first 100 years, right? You get bored and you start, you know, what are you going to do when you get bored? You start reading and you start like watching things. You start like writing plays and stuff like that. And that's why a lot of these vampires in films are very knowledgeable or very cultured, because they've experienced so much, right? Yet they still look young, but they've had all this time to consume that much content and that much knowledge. And that's something that I was very envious of. And like, I was like, if I could live 500, 600, 700 years or 1,000 years, it would allow me enough time to learn everything that I still want to learn. Because I know for a fact that, you know, I'm a very, you know, avid like learner. I like learning new things. I like information. And I like to get as much information as I can. But still, I know that I don't have enough time to consume everything. And you become an adult and you have other responsibilities that constantly remind you that you do not have all the time in the world and that you're going to run out of time. And because you're scared of those things, you keep putting off, you know, things that may actually matter to your soul. And if I had like 700 years, I can do all that, right? And that's these two reasons. My fear of losing people and also my fear of losing time. And I think that's why I was drawn into this. And I don't remember the first vampire thing I saw, but like, I think it was like the old, like classic vampire movies.
Like Nosferatu?
Yeah, kind of, you know, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even
remember. You were like, yeah, shut up. I'm like, whatever.
I'm like, Dad, just shut up. I'm kidding. But I think it was something that was just on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was watching and, you know, they're kind of like not that great, right? So, and also the vampires there aren't very like attractive, right? But I think I was watching it and I was like, this is kind of scary, but also comical at the same time. Like, why am I, like, this is not that great. And then like, I realized that they're immortal. Oh my God, that dude has been living for 1,000 years?
Yeah, he's bound to look rough.
That would be awesome. And then I got drawn into it. And basically, I've seen almost every movie ever about vampires. Basically. Okay? Except Twilight 2. And was there a 3?
There's like 5 movies.
Okay. Well, I only saw 1. And… You know, because I actually am really… Like, I'm still like into vampires. So… Well, not as much as I was as a kid.
Yeah.
But like… Twilight came out and I had no background information.
Oh yeah. You didn't know what… Like, what kind of phenomenon it was with like…
I had no idea.
Teen fans.
I was just at like… Megabox movie theaters at COEX.
In Korea, yeah.
Yeah. And I think I was with… Two Cuts and some other friends. Two Cuts was definitely there.
Don't tell me you guys watched Twilight together.
And like, we were walking around and Two Cuts was like, should we watch a movie? And I was like, okay, let's watch a movie. And I go and then there's this, you know, poster. I'm like, what's this? And it's about vampires. And I'm like, oh, I got to see this. This is about vampires. And I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
I had somehow missed out on like that whole Twilight book thing. I didn't know it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So we would go in and the movie starts and I'm like, oh no, it's gonna be one of these movies.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, this is
it's
not
like a teen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And then like werewolves and stuff. Like,
yeah. And you like, didn't sign up for werewolves.
And like high school, like is it high school? Like is it, you know, like the whole.
Yeah, it's high school.
And like immediately, like the after like 5 minutes into the movie, I can tell that Two Cuts like wants to kill me, right? And like everyone I'm with is like already judging me, right? They're like maybe we should reconsider like being friends with this guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I wasn't in a situation where I could even like pay attention to the movie because I felt really bad for watching like Twilight with Two Cuts. Anyway, so I didn't end up watching 2 and 3. I just didn't have any need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know. I'm sure people listening right now, I'm sure some of you loved Twilight.
Oh yeah. We were all in 9th grade.
Okay. Well, I wasn't. But there are other movies that I want to recommend that are like really good. Okay, so there's a movie by Jim Jarmusch. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I know, yeah, but I don't know what the movie is. I don't actually consume much vampire content now that you're putting in perspective okay. for me.
Only Lovers Left Alive. It's with Tilda Swinton and… who was it? Yeah, Loki.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston. Yeah, just Thomas
refer Hiddleston. To him as Loki.
Yeah.
So it's with Loki and the Ancient One. Okay. So this is, you know, most of like Jim Jarmusch movies are, you know, they're intelligent comedies, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's about like this vampire who's been around too long and he sort of doesn't want to be around anymore. He's like, you know, tried his hand at like being a rock star and stuff like that, all of this, right? And he's just bored with life and he's just really depressed. And there are like fun Easter eggs, like one of the vampires is the guy that actually wrote the Shakespeare plays.
Mm-hmm.
But Shakespeare got all the credit. And just a lot of fun things like that. But it's also, it's funny, but also very sad. So that's a movie that you really haven't seen any vampire content, huh?
I've seen Twilight.
That's the only thing you saw?
I know.
That's why you have a negative opinion about vampires. Okay? Because we…
Are you trying to revamp?
I almost said… We did you just say revamp?
Yeah,
are I'm trying to revamp the vamp thing.
Image.
Okay, what we do in the shadows?
Oh, okay. Actually, yes, I've seen that movie, and
Taika Waititi.
The show is really great too.
Okay, I haven't seen the show actually.
Yeah.
Okay, that when that movie was released, really there was no information about it.
Yeah, I saw it in theater just with friends in New York.
Okay, I was in Korea. So yeah. Like no one even knew. It didn't even come out here.
Mm.
But I'm really into films, as many of you know. So like I read a review and I was like, oh, I gotta see this. I saw it. It was one of the funniest movies I have ever seen.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is so good. So it's about these three vampires that have been around for like ages. And they're in like Australia, right?
No, they're in Wellington, New Zealand.
Okay, they're in New Zealand, and I it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, because the creator is Kiwi, yeah. He's from New Zealand,
and they're sharing a flat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it is seriously so. I just can't even explain how funny it is.
Yeah,
it is unbelievable. And the minute I saw this movie, I was like, this Taika guy is gonna do something crazy. Right? Like this guy's going to be amazing because this film is just so amazingly good.
Yeah. And he's in it too.
Yeah. And he went on to… And of course, you know, he went on to become like, you know, the Marvel… A Marvel director. He did Thor, Ragnarok. All of his other films are also amazing.
Jojo Rabbit nominated.
I actually haven't been able
picture.
To see Jojo Rabbit yet.
Oh, it's really good.
I rented it on iTunes. And I'm running… Actually, I got to see it soon or it's going to run out of… It's going to expire. Okay, I have to go back home and
yeah,
watch
no, it's really good. It's like definitely his voice.
But does it have vampires in it, Diane? It doesn't. So can we please stick to the subject? I'm kidding. I'm trying to revamp vampires here.
I had a question for you about that. Like, because you know how most vampire lore is that they're stuck at the age… From when they like became a vampire typically?
Yes.
So like…
Ask me anything about vampires. I can tell you.
You'll confer with your crew.
I can tell you.
Like do you know like what age you would have wanted to be stuck at as a vampire?
Back when you like wanted… Oh, that's a…
You know?
It's a great question, Diane.
Because people might be suspicious if you're like too young and you're not getting older, you know?
I want to be old enough to like drink.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm going to constantly get carded.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Right? So, if like why would you choose 18 or 19 or whatever when it's just a couple of years older, you can have no problem.
Anywhere,
right?
Yeah.
So, probably 21.
Or you should do a little bit older than that because in most places like the US, you can't rent a car until you're 25.
Okay, so we moved up a little bit, guys, because we have to be able to rent a car. So
that's your biggest issue as a vampire.
I'm 25 now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but at the same time, Diane,
yeah.
Here's the problem. You know, like 30-year-olds treat 25-year-olds like they're kids.
Yes.
And 18-year-olds treat 25-year-olds as if they're like old people.
Yeah.
So you're sandwiched And it's just a like a really 애매한 time, right? It's like it's just a like a very weird spot to be in. So why not just why don't we just bump it up a little bit
to 30
to
28
maybe like no maybe like 32.
Oh, actually I think that's the perfect age.
32, is that okay?
Yeah, I feel like 32 is like people will know you're grown. But you're not like considered old yet by people who matter.
Yeah. Plus, okay, here's another thing though. The thing about vampires is because you live forever, you know, people are going to notice.
Yes.
They're going to notice that you're not aging. Right? So you have to constantly move around. Which goes against what I was talking about early on. Like you actually will be forced to say goodbye to your loved ones. Because unless you can tell them that they're vampires. And that's why in my scenario, I had me turning my loved ones into vampires as well. Because if I don't, I have to say goodbye to them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to notice. They're going to be like, dude, you look like you haven't aged a day.
Question.
Which is something that a lot of people say to me anyways.
Wait, another but, question.
Yes.
So, you know the whole vampires have to be invited in?
By who?
But whoever's inside. Vampires can't just like walk in.
Did Twilight teach you this?
No, that's actually typical vampire lore.
Not
oh my
always.
God, now you just reminded me. My mom is dating a vampire. That movie, Disney Channel. Y'all know, listening to this, that was a classic.
What?
Yeah.
What was that, Diane?
There's a Disney Channel original movie that was like came out in the 2000s that literally anyone around my age would 100% know if they were like American.
Hey. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
Can you beat that?
That was shot in Torrance where I used to live. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We interrupt the Tableau podcast for breaking news. See, I told you that vampires are making a comeback. Okay, first of all, there's a BBC show, the Dracula show, that's made by the guys that did Sherlock. Have I seen it? No. Not yet, but apparently it's interesting. You know, it's the whole Bram Stoker Dracula story, I think, but it's like by the guys that did Sherlock, which was amazing, except for the last season. So maybe we'll check that out. And also there's a show called Vampires that premiered on the like the French Netflix, like France's Netflix. It's about a Paris teen who's half human, half vampire, and she's grappling with her emerging powers. So it's like a coming of age story, I guess. Seems interesting. So it's probably not a coincidence that all these vampire shows are popping back up. And we have someone here today. I'm going to ask her if, hey, Haru.
Yeah.
Haru. So Haru's 9 years old. She's going to turn 10 very soon. And are you scared of vampires?
Well, I've never seen vampires.
Yeah, you've never seen it. Thank God. Do you like werewolves better or vampires better?
I hate both.
Okay, well, who do you hate less?
Vampires.
Really?
Yeah.
If you ever saw a vampire and the vampire was nice though.
Yeah.
Was like a nice vampire and wouldn't like attack you. Would you be friends with the vampire?
No.
Why?
Because if he's going to live with me or be friends, one day I might think I want to punch him.
Okay. All right.
Because I feel like I want to punch
him. Okay, so the vampire should be scared of you.
Yeah, and I should punch him.
The problem isn't that you're going to be scared of the vampire. That you're scared that you might punch the vampire.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Haru. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. By the way, remember on the last episode, I was calling out Eric Nam for doing this, hey, fans, text me thing. And I was like, you know, been there, done that. You're way too late to the game. And then I called them out. But here's the thing. I got one too. So you can text me now. It's 213-444-5416. 213-444-5416. You can text me and maybe I'll text you back. Back to the Tableau podcast.
So a big thing is that they can't enter a building without being invited in.
Oh, well, yeah, a lot of vampire films have that, but a lot of them don't because that's stupid.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What if you're all outside and you're all vampires and you really want to go in and you're like,
that is true.
How do we get into this building?
Can we please get into this building?
I want to go in this McDonald's. And you're like,
I think that's a joke that comes up in what we do in the shadows,
right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, like they're waiting until they're invited in.
Yeah, and they're just like knocking on, like, at the club when they're trying to go into the club. They're like, can you please invite me in?
We don't want to spoil the movie, but that's not a spoiler, don't worry about it.
Just a small joke.
Okay, here's another movie that will, you might know about it, but it'll blow you away, is Let the Right One In.
Like inviting someone in?
Let the Right One In. And this film was remade by like some American studio with Chloe Moretz, but don't watch the remake. Like the original is, I don't even know how to describe this film.
Oh, it's Swedish?
Yeah, it's a coming-of-age film. It doesn't even matter if you're… like, the whole vampire thing is not even important. It's more… It functions more almost like a metaphor.
Oh my gosh, it has 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It is… It is a very… It's a terrifying film at times, but… also, you know, with films in that geographic location, it's very still because there's a lot of snow, right? And some of the shots and some of the moments in this film are so heartbreakingly beautiful. It is maybe one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh wow!
In my life, and I saw it when it was snowing in Seoul. This was when I was like, when my current wife, my current, my only wife.
Please add that to the Wikipedia page. his current wife is
my
Kang
only, my one and only wife. But this was when we were dating.
Yeah, your former roommate.
And we watched this film together, and we like, you know, I was like, That was the moment that I realized we had similar tastes. Because we had the same reaction to this film. It's a very beautiful film. So I suggest that you guys watch it. It touches on a lot of things that'll make you think. So even if you're not really into vampires or whatever, you should still see it. Well, that's something you should definitely see. Buffy the Vampire, we mentioned. There's so many, man. Like The Lost Boys.
Oh. Oh, wow.
What else is there?
They didn't realize how big vampires were.
Dude, there are so many films. There's like one with like Ethan Hawke called like Daybreakers. Another film is actually not a great film, like filmmaking-wise. But it is still a fun watch. Is 30 Days of Night. It's actually as a film fan, I am like sort of. I don't know how to like. I don't want to say that it's a good film, but it's entertaining. So the premise is entertaining. You know, like in Alaska, they have like a period of time where the sun just doesn't ever come up.
Yeah.
I don't know how many days. Oh, 30 days. 30 days of night. That's the name of the film.
The movie's like, we failed you.
30 days of night. So in Alaska, they have like 30 days where the sun just isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise is that vampires from all over the world will gather there so that they can just freely roam about for 30 days and just feed. Okay, so if you guys are into like zombie movies… this is something that even zombie movie lovers will enjoy.
Oh.
And that's that was always interesting to me. You know, like, there are people that really like zombie films, mm-hmm. like zombie flicks, and there are, and zombie films are, they're still having a moment, right?
Yeah.
From Walking Dead to like everything, like Zombieland. And if you really think about it, vampire films are very similar to zombie films, right? Undead.
Yeah.
But if I had to like decide between the two, if there was like team zombie and team vampire, I would choose vampires because everything good about zombies, vampires have. Right?
But with like a conscience.
Yeah, they're undead.
Yeah.
Right? But they're way more interesting. Right? They have intelligence beyond what we have. They have experience beyond what we have. They have like, you know, they have their own rituals, like their own lore and stuff like that. And zombies don't. So I actually still don't understand why zombie stuff is so much more popular.
I think it's because zombie stuff is about like people like surviving zombies. And then vampires take on the place of what would be deemed as like a villain.
Okay, well,
like turning the villain into the protagonist.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like some of the vampire movies that that are out there, they're like zombie movies because it's about the people that are banding together to fight off these vampires.
Mm.
So I'm saying like maybe it's because a lot of directors and a lot of writers are too focused on like the attractiveness of this vampire character. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're trying to turn it into like a romance. And they're trying to turn it into like… you know, they're so focused on the main character being a vampire. And how interesting it is. And how much you can play around with a character that's been living for 1,000 years. Because you can have Easter eggs from like, you know, history and stuff. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's great and all. But I think we need to approach… I keep saying we…
I think the vampire community
needs to approach our genre in a way that the zombies did it, right? Like, make, you know, deal with the vampires as like side characters maybe, and deal more with the humans that have to like either survive the vampires or like protect the vampires maybe. And why can't vampires have its moment again and beat the zombies? Like, why are we so into these brainless, you know, like undead things, like just walking around
mm-hmm.
and basically, and at the most they run. Like, that's like,
yeah.
You know, people are like flipping out because World War Z and like Train to Busan had zombies that run.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, it has… Zombies run! And then here's like vampires. Here are vampires writing like…
Who are like amongst operas. You. They're like amongst you.
Yeah, they're like writing operas. You know…
You know how we love operas.
Yeah, they have to sleep in coffins. And they're like walking around at night. And they don't… And no one's interested in them anymore.
Then what's your stance on like other like lore creatures like werewolves and stuff? You're out when it comes to werewolves?
Well, werewolves are historically, like the enemy.
Of the vampires.
That's why in What We Do in the Shadows,
yeah.
There's that whole exchange with the werewolves.
Yeah.
Right, which is hilarious.
What is it? We're werewolves, not swearwolves.
Yeah, we're werewolves, not swearwolves. They don't like swearing because they're good guys.
Yeah.
They're good guys. But, you know, vampires have this relationship with werewolves where they're, you know, like they hate each other.
Yeah. Why? Why? Like, where does that even come from?
I think it's because if you think about it, right? And I don't know who to side with. Because like… Vampires probably just look down on werewolves.
For being like part animal?
Yeah. Well, just the way they look maybe.
Yeah.
Because think about it. These vampires have been around for like what? 300 years. And they think they're all… They think they're hot shit now. Because they've like… Read how many books and seen how many movies.
Yeah.
They were around before movies.
Yeah.
So, So these vampires are probably, you know, a lot of them are probably very arrogant. And they look down on humans. They look at humans like as food.
Mm-hmm.
So they see a wolf on its hind legs. They're not going to have like…
respect.
That, yeah, they're not going to have that much respect for this thing. So they look down on werewolves. And werewolves are probably pissed, right? Like, would you like somebody that just looks down on you?
Yeah.
Okay, no. It's just… that's f***ed up. Like… okay. Okay, let's say I'm a werewolf.
You're being so earnest about the contention.
Let's say I'm a werewolf, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I'm saying, like, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm team vampire, I understand. Like, you're a werewolf, right? And these vampires who have never met you…
yeah.
They haven't even, like, ever, like, had a conversation… they haven't had a, like, a decent conversation with you, okay?
Yeah.
They haven't even seen you in your human form. They see you, like… when the full moon is up, and then immediately they assume that you're like a beast. That's yeah. just
that's
that's just f***ed up. That's dude. That's racism. Okay, this is not right.
Vampires are racist.
So vampires. So I understand. Like when werewolves are brought up, I'm like I don't know if I'm team vampire.
Yeah.
Right, because. Because they do seem a lot more douchey than werewolves do.
I think… yeah, I wonder if in lore… which has been around longer? Probably werewolves, right?
No, I don't
really?
Know. I don't know. Someone's going to have to look that up. It's not going to be me.
I feel like… because werewolves are tied to like… I feel like Native American history and stuff.
Well, werewolves are like… they appear in multiple different cultures.
Yeah.
And so do vampires.
Yeah.
Like vampires appear in Asian cultures… but in a very different way.
And
right?
what's the difference?
Well, they not only look different, but they're… except for the fact that they're… you know, they need blood. Like human blood. Just the way it was treated is different. I think Asian vampires are more like on the just scary end.
Mm.
And like Western vampires did that whole like living in a castle and having like…
yeah.
chandeliers and stuff. But anyways, like if we bring werewolves into the picture, I'm going to side with the werewolves. Because, huh. I mean, what did they do?
Nothing. They were just chilling.
Yeah. And these vampires think they can just look down on them? I mean, that's just not right. It ain't it. Like, it's not something I roll with. Okay. So, yo, I just Googled, like… vampire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been like many like legitimate like articles. Like there's like journalism about this.
What do you mean? About the possible existence of vampires or just about the lore?
Yeah, just about like… you know, just about like the cultural like relevance of like importance of, you know, vampire stuff.
Yeah.
I think. Finally, we're going to have vampires in Marvel.
What?
In the MCU. Blade. Do you… Diane, you're looking
we
at…
we just stared at each
you're
other.
You're looking at me like I spoke like Latin to you or something.
Like Blade Runner? Wait.
Do you Blade. Not know what Blade is? Wesley what? Snipes. Blade?
Why would I know what Blade is?
It's a superhero that like… You don't… You don't know what Blade is?
No.
How is that even possible?
You know, I've only seen one Avenger movie and it was the last one.
Okay. Well, Blade is like a half vampire that can walk like during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he fights vampires.
Even though he is half vampire?
Yeah. He's a vampire hunter basically.
Okay.
Because vampires are… their whole goal is to… they have like this conspiracy to… no, just destroy mankind.
Mm.
Anyways, so Blade is was a like a series of films with Wesley Snipes like back in the day, but they're gonna reboot it within the MCU. You really don't have never like can you search Blade? You have never
Blade.
Once seen
Wesley Snipes
a single picture of Blade is what you're saying?
This is, I don't know this man. Who is this man? This guy?
That's Wesley Snipes. The guy that refused to pay his income taxes. Well, anyways, this blade, I'm going to send you a link.
Okay.
Is Marshall Ali.
Is it going to also be played by Wesley Snipes?
No, I just told you. Oh. Like I'm going to send you the article.
Oh, wow, it did really well in the box office.
Well, that blade is like back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like 4 years old when this movie came out.
And this one's going to be
awesome.
So much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's really hard for me to be talking about this to somebody that cares, that doesn't care about Marvel or vampires at all.
So based on this poster for it, for the new Blade, the thing that catches my attention…
That's not a real poster.
It's not?
That's a fan-made poster. Oh. I just sent you another link to the article.
Because they put the like biker goggles on his head.
Yeah. Anyways…
Oh yeah, he does. Yeah, the actual character has biker goggles on.
Well, the reason why this is important… is that this means that in the MCU, vampires have been around.
Mm.
So while Tony Stark was making his Iron Man suit, and these, you know, like Loki and Thor, like these gods were coming down, and then there was a tree that was walking around with a raccoon.
Tom Nook.
And Hulk and like all of that, and Captain America. This whole time, vampires existed. Right? Because Blade's going to be in it. So how do vampires fit into this whole…
Yeah, what the… What were they doing during the Thor thing?
I don't know. But if there are aliens… and a guy who can use a glove to snap half of mankind away…
Yeah.
I mean, it's not very far-fetched to have vampires around, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Like, MCU gets it. Like, Kevin Feige gets it. He's like, we have a tree and a raccoon and a talking raccoon. We have gods. We have a Hulk. We have
an Ant-Man.
We have a billionaire that makes a suit that he can fly in. We have a guy who like an Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And he's like, what don't we have? And someone's like,
you.
No, someone's like, vampires.
Hissing from the back corner, yeah, where like the one bulb isn't working.
It's like, vampires. And it just leaves the room, right? And Kevin Feige is like, did you guys hear that? And they're like, huh? Did you hear somebody say, vampires? And now, you know, anything can happen. And I'm so excited for this film. It's not going to come out for a while. But, you know, great actor attached. Obviously, they're going to do everything possible to make it make sense within the universe. And just imagine Ant-Man fighting a vampire. Like, once Blade is like collabing with the other superheroes, we're going to be able to see Hulk take on like an army of vampires. Okay, and imagine what will happen if a vampire bites Hulk in the neck, okay?
Oh.
And drinks Hulk blood. Imagine what's going to happen to the vampire and also vice versa. What's going to happen to Hulk? Well, they're not going to do this.
But you got to get yourself into that meeting.
What I would have loved is if Iron Man was still around and a vampire tries to bite Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And immediately the suit comes up. And then the vampire… Bang, like his teeth just break.
Yeah.
On the neck. And the vampire is just like…
And oh, what could have been.
Yeah. Oh, what could have been. You know? But anyways… this is that, so I'm thinking that vampires are going to have their moment again. Once this MCU Blade thing happens…
Yeah.
You know, people are going to be like… Because there are a ton of idiots in the industry. Okay?
You're pointing directly at me. Your hand is…
There's a small, small teaspoonful of visionaries.
Okay.
And very talented artists in the industry. But there's also a ton of people who are like… Wait, Marvel and Disney, they made a superhero vampire? We should make vampire movies because it'll sell like hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a
riding
lot of…
the wave.
Yeah. They're not like examining why there's a character like Blade. They're just going to be like, oh, what is he? He's half vampire. So they're going to have vampires in the Marvel Universe? That's going to be really popular. Let's do vampires. And they just make a bunch of bad vampire movies. You know how that happens?
Is there a vampire who like faints at the sight of blood?
I'm sure there must be a character like that in it.
Or like before they became a vampire, that was like the big thing for them to like squeamish about blood.
Well, if it doesn't exist, Diane, I think that's a character we can create into like a show.
Oh yeah, and then…
And since it's been mentioned, it has been mentioned on my podcast.
You own the rights to it.
I unfortunately own it. Damn.
Well, I like the idea that when they're human…
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, I just like the idea of this, like the movie starting in those like Red Cross like blood donation trucks, you know? Maybe they're like the driver but they don't like watch it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's like, I want to give blood. And they like trap him in the van or something.
I like it. So it's going to be a comedy, right?
Yeah. And then the vampire is like… He's like… Or maybe he doesn't turn into a vampire but he buddies up with the vampire. Be like, well, I'm in charge of this truck. We can like run a scam where we drive around getting people's blood for you or something.
Keep going.
No.
What about the ending?
How does that end? Who's attached?
Wait, you came up with this because you were inspired by my whole vampire talk up to this point. And it's been said on my podcast. So technically, I own at least half the rights to this.
Okay? Yeah, you own half the truck.
Okay, so we're in this together.
Okay.
And let's really write this so that when the MCU…
Oh yeah,
Marvel,
we're going to ride that
happens,
wave. We're going to slip in right in there.
Let's
in truck.
Ride the wave because we are not the teaspoon of visionaries.
Yeah, you know, it would be great if at our movie premiere we had actual red like blood donation trucks for people to like stop in and donate.
Great idea.
There we go.
Great
bing, bing.
Marketing idea done.
Whoa.
And Dive Studios gets none of it. Gets none of this, right? Because like, were they here? No. Like, do they care? No.
Are they even listening? We are
no.
Ironically in Dive Studios.
Yeah, but technically it's inside a building they don't own. So
there you go.
Yo, so Dive can like dive out of here.
And that's on and, contracts.
Yeah. And this is completely like, I get half.
There you go.
Thank you, Diane. That's a great idea.
You're welcome.
A vampire who's afraid of blood. I'm sure it exists.
Yeah.
But not in the way that you eloquently…
Not like centered around it.
Yeah. And…
You're scratching your chin very like conspiracy. Like,
yeah, I want to be in
inspiring.
This.
All right.
I'm like the Animal Crossing raccoon at this point.
You're like, that's mine.
What's his name? The raccoon?
Tom Nook.
Okay, well, I'm Tom Nook at this point. I like it. I want you to pick more fruits off the trees and bring it to me.
And it'll cost you 300,000 bells.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Anyways, guys, I hope we all… I know we can't live forever, but I hope that all of our lives can be as, you know, jam-packed as like a vampire's life. That's all I want to say. And I hope that none of us have to… No, it's inevitable, but I hope none of us have to say goodbye to our loved ones. That's just… I've been there and it's really heartbreaking. And it's just something you just don't ever get over. So, if watching fictional characters that don't ever have to do that helps you, I guess some of the movies I recommended. And also, it's… On the flip side, it's interesting to see immortal characters deal with mortality because that's what happens to them. A lot of these vampire films center around like the dilemma of someone who's lived too long. Like they lose something to live for because everyone they care about passes away. So ironically, immortality is one way to examine our mortality. I sounded very, very wise.
Like a…
Almost like a…
Dot, dot, dot.
Almost like a…
Vampires.
Vampires.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.